business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 101 with just myself, Trevor Cowley. Kel's in Dallas right now. I'll be headed to Dallas tomorrow morning about 7 a.m. So I'll link up with him down there for an event that we're going to be at. But he went down a couple days early to kind of network with some individuals and see if he can get some deals done down there. So I stayed back to make sure that we're, you know, doing everything that we can on our side of things to support our staff through tax season. So that's just kind of a brief synopsis of the situation and the reason why you got me solo today. So quick update, just so you understand, last episode we talked about doing a giveaway with $1,000 and then 10 people getting $100, so a total of $2,000. We never really talked about when that would end. And when it's going to end is when episode 104 airs, because that would be our two-year anniversary for the podcast. And we figured that that would be, you know, a good idea to, you know, celebrate the two-year anniversary with doing some of the giveaways. So just be on the lookout for that by episode 104. So here in the next 3 weeks or so, we should have some winners and be able to start sending some money out to some people. So we appreciate your guys' support as always. Make sure at the end of this podcast, you leave a review. Check us out on some of the other platforms as we asked you to prior. But today, guys, I'm going to talk to you guys about, you know, cutting corners. The reality of your guys' situation is because you're kind of doing the right things. You kind of exercise. You do that 3 to 5 days a week, or you do it when it's convenient for you. So you give yourself credit for having the good intention of wanting to be healthy and show up to the gym here and there. You give yourself credit for kind of eating good, but on the weekends, you let that go. It falls out to the wayside. You go party, have a good time, whatever it is that you do on the weekends. Same with even exercise. Some people, if they're 5 days a week, it's usually Monday through Friday. They give up Saturdays and Sundays. That doesn't sound like an all-out commitment to me. An all-out commitment doesn't matter the day. What matters is what you're trying to accomplish. And a day is just another opportunity for you to put yourself one step closer to that goal that you say that you want, whether it's a better body, better finances, better results in your business, right? Maybe a better culture with inside your company. Maybe you kind of do some things for your employees and expect them to just praise you when the reality is you're not going the extra mile. So they're probably not going to go the extra mile as well. We have to stop dabbling in some of the things that we say we want, even when it comes to, you know, putting forth effort in your business. Are you putting forth Monday through Friday type effort? And again, just taking off the weekends. And some people were going to bring up the whole point of balance when I talk about working through the weekends. Again, waking up at 5:30 or 6 a.m., it doesn't matter if it's Saturday or Sunday, because my guess is your loved ones are probably still asleep. So you can still go get things done without it interfering with family time. But in terms of you working on the weekends, that doesn't necessarily mean you got to take on jobs on the weekends or whatever it is, but what are you doing to move the needle forward? And that doesn't even have to be within your business. Maybe it could be personally. Are you working on your mindset? Are you reading? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you taking some of that extra time that you have on the weekends and investing it so that you can become a better you, so it serves you through Monday through Friday, if that's the time that you grind, so to speak, right? And so we've got individuals that send us messages. I did an Instagram story a week or so back that talked about individuals reaching out to us and saying, hey, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'll work 12-hour days or 15-hour days. What type of opportunities are there available to an individual like me that doesn't really have money to invest, but I have time? Well, time is a resource, and it's a useful resource. What you should be doing if you work 40 hours a week for somebody else is you should be peeling off an extra 20 or 30 hours a week and selling that resource, that time that you have available to you, to a second employer. even if somebody was getting paid $10 or $12 an hour and you're making an extra $300 to $400 a week, that adds up. That's an extra whatever, $1,200 a month. Now times that by 12. You see what I'm saying? So this stuff can compound. You can have 13, 14 grand extra per year putting in a bank account by you, again, using that resource and selling your time to a second employer. You guys need to get used to working 50, 60, 70 hours a week, because when you become an entrepreneur in the beginning stages of a business, it's grueling. So you might as well train your mind right now to get used to that type of effort. And you working for somebody else and having multiple jobs for 2 or 3 years where you put $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in the bank, that's going to teach you the discipline that you need to have in order to put yourself in a situation to have a higher probability of success once you finally go into business for yourself, okay? The fact is, individuals are giving themselves way too much credit for having good intentions, such as, yes, I'm going to go to the gym on Monday. I'm going to start doing that. And then Monday comes around and it doesn't get done. That's because you gave yourself credit for having a good intentions of wanting something better, wanting a better result. So in the back of your mind, you get some ease and some comfort when you say, I'm going to do X. But then when you never follow through with it, you're actually losing your self-worth and self-confidence. Because now your brain knows you're an individual that doesn't honor what he or she says. Guys, you have to live with your mind forever. You might as well figure out how to game it. And what you're doing when you do that by giving yourself credit for having good intentions is you're actually doing the exact opposite. You're putting yourself in a situation where it's going to be worse later once you really, really all out commit to what you're trying to accomplish, because your brain is a record of the past. The past says this individual is not an individual that follows through. So when you finally want to start making changes in your life and you want to commit to something bigger, something greater, what's going to happen is your brain's going to think, well, this individual's full of shit. They're not really going to follow through with it. If you're willing to do what it takes, then do what it takes. It's not going to be convenient. Every single time in life that you try to level up and go to, you know, level two, level three, or whatever it is, and you try to ascend out of your current situation, there's going to be challenges that you're going to have to face. Even right now, as we speak, me trying to get my pilot's license, which I've been trying to do for the last 4 or 5 months, and it's been quite the headache. I haven't given you guys much of an update on it because of some of the stuff that I'm dealing with. But this is me trying to go to the next level, do something new and different, and make myself a more valuable individual to myself, to my family, and my business. If we have a business deal that's about to go down, I want to be able to make sure that we can fly to that individual on a whim. Say, hey, let's meet up tonight. We'll have dinner with you. We'll be there by 5. We can go hop in the plane, take off, and get a business deal done, again, with speed. And individuals that you're trying to do business with will respect that. But again, I digress a little bit. So the situation that I'm facing, guys, is, again, you guys already know I have a speckled past. I've had issues. I've been a drug addict, you know, was it? Pretty much an alcoholic for a few years right after coming off of drugs. I gave myself credit for it because I was in a better situation than what I was in. Again, I had good intentions. I gave up the drug side of things. Alcohol you can buy at the store, so it's not that bad for you. This was the thought process that I had. So I was giving myself credit for having good intentions that I left something negative and I'm doing something different, but at least it's legal. I had good intentions of changing and being a different individual, but I was still letting things come into my life and control me. I was still giving myself too much credit for the fact that I had been in a worse situation and now I'm in a better situation, so I was still celebrating the old win. It didn't put me in a situation where I was really still progressing in life because I still had this thing that was controlling me to a certain extent, which was alcohol. And during that period of time, I got multiple DUIs, drinking and driving. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. You know, it was obviously a foolish thing to do when I was younger and didn't really think twice about it. I was obviously reckless. And here I am, you know, 12, 13 years later, removed from my last DUI, and it's coming back to haunt me. So even the decisions that you guys make, you know, today can haunt you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. the decisions that you may have made 5 or 10 years ago may be haunting you today. But there's a way to change it. And that's with starting today, recommitting to the things that you say that you want. If you want a better body, then you should be working out 6 to 7 days a week at a minimum. You have an able body. I expect you to use it. You're doing yourself and everybody a disservice if you're not. But again, when it comes to me trying to hit that next level and get a pilot license, they're wanting to see, you know, all the court records of everything that transpired with my DUIs. They're wanting me to go to the police stations, get printouts of all the police reports. I had to get a printout of my driving record over the last 10 years, write a written statement. All of these things that I had to do, I was on a wild goose chase for a bunch of old documents because the FAA would not approve me to get my student pilot license where I could start flying by myself and continue to practice. So I'm still flying, but I have to still fly with a flight instructor. So this was about 6 weeks ago that they sent that stuff to me. I filled it out, sent it back, just got something back last week that said, hey, we want information on the DUI when you were 19. Again, that's now 17, 18 years old. And I told the police department to print out everything that they had. They only keep records for 15 years. So these are the curveballs that will get thrown in your direction anytime that you try to level up or do anything new or different. I could easily back away and say it's just not in the cards and give myself credit for having good intentions. But the reality is I already know anytime you try to level up, there's going to be a curveball. There's going to be an issue. There's going to be something that's going to test you to see how bad you really want it. Every single time that we've hit new levels, we've had to overcome something nasty, something that basically would take most people out, right? And so either you're disciplining yourself enough to show up even on Saturdays and Sundays to the gym when you don't feel like doing it. So when the time happens, when a curveball happens in your business, when you're trying to level up, that you have the discipline to follow through with what you say that you were going to do, no matter how you feel. Everything that you're doing in life is basically a big training ground for that big moment that could take you to the next level. Again, as I said, you have to live with your mind. You might as well figure out how to game it. Too many of you are going through life on autopilot. You're not really, really intentional about anything that you're doing. You wake up, you show up to work, you work your 40 hours, you go home, and you take any extra time that you have to say, today was a tough day, I need to relax, I need to take it easy. Again, you're giving yourself way too much credit for doing what the average or normal person does. So if you continue to do what the average or normal person does, you're going to continue to get average and normal results. So that means you have to go against the grain. You have to go against yourself. And what I mean by going against yourself, when your mind says, hey, I don't feel like doing that, or hey, I'm tired, or hey, you could use the rest, that's an opportunity to overcome and game your mind and say, no, I honored, or I made this commitment and I'm going to honor it. When's the last time that you put yourself in a tough situation where you had to follow through with something that you didn't feel like doing? Discipline is not created on the days that you feel like showing up. Discipline is not created when you're feeling good. Discipline is created when you don't feel like doing something, but you follow through with it anyways. Discipline is created when it's the last thing that you want to do, but you peel yourself out of bed and do that thing anyways. I'm so sick of getting messages of individuals telling me that they're willing to do whatever it takes. And then when we talk about doing what it takes, they're willing to do whatever it takes but that. That's like saying I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get in shape except for exercise and eat healthy. Well, those are really the only two options that you have. Unfortunately, there will be sacrifices that are going to need to be made prior to entrepreneurship in order to give you the opportunity to enter that space. And then when you enter that space, it's all about sacrifices. It's all about doing the things that you don't want to do. There's many, many times that I've second-guessed things because we hit tough times. But every time we work through those issues and we break out to the other side, that was a new level. We just hit the end of that level. And at the end of every single level on a video game, you've got to fight that demon, that monster. Getting to that point, somewhat easy, yes, there's some hurdles, some things that you're going to have to overcome. But prior to you exiting that level and going to the next one, you're going to have to fight that big bad guy. And you're going to have to win. The only other option is you lose to the big bad guy, and guess what? You start that level back over again. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. They're playing in the same level over and over and over because they don't have true intent to really beat the bad guy at the end. But the decisions that you're making today will determine whether, when you get to that point, whether or not you have the strength to overcome that. So if you're not putting yourself in difficult situations, then you're not creating any discipline. If you don't have any discipline when that tough situation arises, there's no way in hell you're gonna win. It just doesn't exist. The last 2 or 3 weeks, the last thing that I've wanted to do at 5:30 every morning was get out of bed. But I continue to remind myself when I hit those little low points where I'm just maybe a little more sluggish, a little more tired than I normally am, that these are opportunities that create discipline. If you do not have that perspective, you need to change your perspective. So anytime you come across something difficult, reframe those thoughts. Change the way that you're looking at the problem. That problem is an opportunity to become a better you, a more disciplined you, a better version of yourself. You can't get rid of an old identity if you continue to do the same things over and over. That's just your identity. In order to make it an old identity, you have to create new habits. And those new habits create the new identity and leave the old one in the dust. I think the biggest issue is individuals just not being honest with themselves about the type of effort that they're putting forward. Literally, analyze your efforts. Look back on what you've done in the last year, the last 2 years. Have you put forth the necessary effort to expect the type of results that you say that you want? If the answer is no, then you need to obviously start evaluating self. You need to start creating a list of non-negotiables that you're going to honor and follow through with every day. I don't care if it's one non-negotiable. I will wake up at least 6 days a week at this time and exercise. Preferably 7 days a week. That's what I like to do unless I'm going out of town or I have to get up early and travel and I get somewhere really late. Then, you know, obviously that was a curveball. But the reason why I like to show up every single day, so when situations like that arise, I don't feel so bad about not being able to work out that one day. I guarantee I'm working out 29 to 30 days of 30, 31 days a week. I might miss 2 or 3 days maximum. Why? Because it's not about just being fit. It's about being fit mentally. And I already know that that is the low-hanging fruit. That's the easiest path where resistance will happen, where I can overcome that resistance and create an individual that's disciplined enough to honor whatever he said he was going to do. Whether that's in business, in your personal life, in your fitness, maybe you're not showing up the way that you should show up for your family. And guess what? A lot of entrepreneurs aren't. I'm guilty of being in that situation as well many times throughout my entrepreneurship journey, right? And so we're all guilty of lacking in some areas. What areas are you honestly lacking in? If it's being mentally fit, then you need to work on that. If it's being physically fit, you need to work on that. If you say that you're hustling and grinding, but then you really analyze your body of work and you're really not doing anything outside of what the average person does, the average person works 35 to 45 hours a week. That's just a fact. So if you're not outdoing that, then don't expect results that will outdo that. Quit lying to yourself about what you're willing to do for the results that you say that you want. Because your actions are a lot different than what your intentions are. Yes, you may have good intentions. Yes, you may want to be successful. Yes, you may want to be physically in shape. But your actions show something completely different. You're an individual based around your habits. If your habits are bad, guess what? The results that you have in your life are bad. It's just the way it is. I didn't make the rules of the game. I have to play by them just like you. Again, your mind and the way that you think, the habits that you have will determine the life that you create. So if you're not working on your mindset, if you're not working on becoming more disciplined, you're not working on trying to put more effort into what you say you want, then stop saying that you want it because your actions are saying otherwise. We have to stop cutting corners. Cutting corners is saying, I want to be in shape and I work out 3, 4, 5 times a week. That's what the average individual that goes to the gym does. They might show up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're sore by Thursday, Friday. Take it off. They give themselves credit for the work that they put in those 2 days or those 3 days or 4 days or whatever it was. They're giving themselves credit because they had good intentions and they kind of followed through with it. But they're cutting a corner. If you want the results that you say that you want, make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can, and cutting corners is not part of that process. This podcast, I just wanted to record something brief, something very straightforward. You're probably cutting corners in your life somewhere. So I want you to actually take some time after this podcast and really analyze some of the actions that you've taken in the last 1 to 2 years. Are these actions of individuals that already are successful? Because they may be. You may be doing all the right things. You just haven't done all the right things for long enough. But you need to take a look at your habits and the actions and match them up with somebody that's successful. I'm not saying the results that that individual is getting. If they're successful, look at their habits. Look at your habits. Copy and paste. It's not that difficult. Their habits got them there. And if your habits aren't matching their habits, you're not going to get there. So take a deep dive into some of your habits. Take a deep dive in terms of analyzing, are you really giving all out effort in everything that you're doing? Or are there some areas that you're cutting corners in your life or in your business? And if there is, make sure you create a set of non-negotiables that it's going to basically hold your foot to the fire to where you honor those things and you start getting them done on a more regular basis. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. Again, Kel's out of town. You know, I can ramble on all day, but half the time my mind's getting pulled in this direction, then that direction, and sometimes if I ramble on a little too long, it'll stop making sense. So I hope you guys got value out of today's podcast. I really, really do. You know, I see it way too often, even in entrepreneurship groups that we're in. There's literally a roadmap to success, and some people are kind of flirting with some of these things, and they're testing some of these things out, but they don't all out commit. It takes time to see true results, no matter how hard you're committed to something. Just because you're committed for 1 month or 2 months doesn't mean your life is going to be completely different. And when I say all out commit, I'm talking about understanding that it takes time to change your life. It took time to put yourself in the shitty situation that you're in. It's going to take time to get out of it. So guys, make sure that you're, again, dropping a review on the podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast. Again, we appreciate you guys commenting, liking the posts on Instagram. Continue to show us that type of support. Anytime you see one of our posts, just double tap, drop a comment, even if it's just a knuckles or two. Guys, we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Continue to kick ass, take names, do your thing, and make sure when you're doing your thing, it's with all out effort, not just with some minor intentions. Keep kicking ass, guys. Take care.